Thanks for having me.
So, is the Prime Minister able to sue a journalist for defamation?
Short answer, yes. Politicians are human beings, and like everyone else, they have rights recognised by our legal system. One of those rights is a right to a reputation, and the law of defamation protects reputation. Whether politicians should use that law to sue people to protect their reputation, that's obviously a different question.
And I understand, maybe not prime ministers, but politicians in Australia have used that power before to sue journalists for quote-unquote damaging their reputation. Can you talk us through some of those examples?
They have. Probably the most notorious recent example is litigation brought by Joe Hockey. Listeners would remember him as treasurer, but he's these days ambassador to the United States. And a few years ago, Fairfax news outlets published a story which had some negative coverage of him. It related to fundraising dinners where you have to pay a large sum of money to basically get some time to speak to the treasurer or to be in the room with him. Anyway, treasurer didn't like this coverage. He didn't like the headlines, which I guess linked to the story. He said that the headlines in themselves were defamation. And so he sued the publisher, the organisation behind all these outlets, being Fairfax. And he won. He ended up getting $200,000 worth of damages. Mm. His legal costs were far greater than that. But still, the fact that a member of cabinet at the time can get $200,000 from a news media organisation doing its job seems a bit silly to me.
Yeah, and obviously politicians spend a lot of the time in the public eye and they are up for a lot of scrutiny, but, taking legal or drastic action based on reputational damage seems like something that would happen in, Turkey or North Korea, maybe not in Australia.
Yeah, I agree with you. On the other hand, I'm not suggesting we get rid of defamation law altogether. In an environment where media power in Australia is unfortunately concentrated, yeah, it'd be weird if there was no remedy to respond, for example, to a mass campaign against one person from all these media organisations owned by the one family. So I guess there is some role for defamation law, but on the other hand, yeah, for me, if we've elected these people as our representatives, well, representative government works best when our reps listen to us, not when they sue us.
Mm. And in relation to the, well, it's not a case, but the example of the Waleed Ali comments, obviously they relate to Lenore Taylor's story from 2010 about secret cabinet discussions, which we have no access to. But from a legal perspective, do you think they could constitute defamation if tested?
Well, I've addressed that to an extent in this piece on the conversation on the internet at the moment. So basically, anything can be defamatory if it injures your reputation. And then, so the original report arguably was defamatory. But then the next question is, just because it's defamatory doesn't mean you'll get damages from a court. The defendant might have a defense. So something can be both defamatory, but then damage caused won't be recoverable if what you said was true. So in the weird event that, and Morrison's denied that he's going to, but if he had sued in defamation, there'd be so many defences flying around, one of them being it's been many years since the original report, so he's not going to be able to sue the people behind the original report because there's limitation periods in place. But the republication now would start the clock again. If you were to sue Channel 10 or Waleed, they'd each have so many defences, they'd win, in my opinion. So just one factor why, apart from the political optics, why it wouldn't be a good idea to sue in this case.
And it just goes to the level that politicians really want to control their narrative in politics at the moment. You know, when journalists ask them questions of substance, a lot of the time they're more offended at the question than wanting to address the substance of it, and they pursue these weird steps of denigrating journalists based on small criticisms. Anyway, that's a side note.
I think it's a really relevant point. And I think what's happened in the United States in the last 5 or so years, where there's a battle for truth, it seems, has unfortunately infected Australia's political discourse to an extent. Mm. These days, politicians, just by threatening to sue, they can signal to their supporters that this is what truth is, and the contrary view is fake news. And I think using defamation law in that way for these political ends is potentially very dangerous for our democracy.
Mm, and, do you think that some politicians use it to silence, you know, unsavoury or uncomplimentary comments that may come out of the media?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the primary purposes that anyone uses defamation law, but for politicians in particular, where their careers, their livelihoods, their sense of self depends on how much people like them, defamation law can help them control discussion of themselves and direct the discussion towards more positive things. So, absolutely, yeah.
Mm. Well, it's a very interesting area, and I am sharing my own opinion here, but I think it's good that Scott Morrison has said he is not going to pursue those charges, but we will see how this conversation continues in the future. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thanks for having me.